Now for Schulte Gale.
I've been to old Chicago and Cornwall, Boston too, and traveled New York City, but the friends I knew were few. And when I go to Dublin, I will not need a guide to view the River Liffey with the banjo on beside. I travel fair and market and held me head up high, and drink a pint of porter and another if I'm dry. I will mount a piebald pony and take him for a ride, as good as any cowboy with the banjo on beside. I travelled all of Ireland and knocked on every door to see a Smagrith Battery, and we had you here before. The kettle it start boiling while the little children hide. I will wander on forever with the banjo on beside. Diddly di 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 da di 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 da di 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 di.
That was a band called Kiltori and Grey Cock, the name of the cut. We began with Margaret Berry, Ireland's own, it says on the album, Margaret Berry, street singer. And she did With the Banjo on Me Side, and her cover portrait there shows her in a whole array of layers of shawls and blouses and shirts, and she really looks like a street singer. Big grin on her face, and she's holding a six-string banjo that clearly was not made in America. It looks like a true Irish banjo. Not the shovels that guys built the railroads with, but rather an actual musical instrument with six strings and a few dots on it and a really weird-looking resonator and so on. Anyway, Margaret Berry began with the banjo on me side. Kind of faded out there. She must have gone into something different that they didn't want. It was on an odd little label, the Odyssey label or something. Found it in the KGNU library, looking for material from 1982. As you may have heard if you're a regular listener to KGNU, we're celebrating our 40th birthday on air this year. We came on the air in 1978, and our 40 Years in 40 Weeks program is featuring a different year each week, and this week it's 1982, our fourth year of operation, actually the fifth year of operation. And it was quite an interesting year, but Schulte Gale had not begun as a program yet. It may have been a glimmer of an idea in Carl Cumley's mind, but it was not in any way a regular show on KGNU. He was just beginning, I think, to think about doing the call-in St. Patrick's Day special morning sound alternative. And it was somewhere around 86 or 88 that Carl brought the thing on a regular basis. But I'll let him tell you about that, because he is the authority on it, and I'm just guessing at some of these things. But Margaret Berry's album was recorded at about that time, and we also heard from Clannad. That was the second song we heard was Sharon Shannon on the accordion there. The Big Mistake, it was called, from her album Out the Gap, the great accordionist from County Clare, Sharon Shannon. Then we had Clannad and Journey's End from their LP Makala. And then Kiltori we ended with. So Margaret Berry and Clannad were LPs. They were vinyl from about the time that KGNU was in our early years. 82, I was actually the paid guy at KGNU. But as I mentioned, although we played some Irish music in those days, it wasn't scheduled in any regular way. And pretty soon we're going to have a message, but I think I'll have time to find that. And we're going to get back to music. I've got a piece here, an album I just received in the last couple of months, actually just the last few weeks. It came from my son, who lives in Northwest Washington in Bellingham, but he's very interested in Celtic music and has lived in Ireland for a couple of years and began playing it while he was there. He is in a weekly Celtic jam in the Bellingham region and knows a lot of folks. And he brought me an album from a guy named Pedar McMahon. And that's Mac Mahan, M-A-C. He's doing a multimedia show with slides and video and so on. And songs, a selection of his most famous and enduring songs. And by his, I don't mean Pedar McMahon, I mean Percy French. This album is called The Legacy of Percy French, and I believe that's the name of the multimedia show as well. Percy French, considered by many to be Ireland's greatest songwriter, left a legacy of songs, poetry, paintings, plays, musicals, operas, comic sketches, and prose that seems almost impossible for one man to have created in a single lifetime. So Pedar McMahon has a little bit of help on the album. He's got a banjo on some of the tunes and maybe a flute here and there. There's an interesting and unusual version of Abdul Abulbul Amir on this record. For those of you who have spent time in either the military or in locker rooms in different places, you may have heard a version of Abdul the Bulbul Amir that would not be appropriate for a family radio station or anything overseen by the Federal Communications Commission. His version is actually a clean one, shall we say, but we're not going to hear that now. We're going to hear Eileen Og. It's sometimes known as the Pride of Petrovar. I first heard this tune sung by Ian and Sylvia. They learned it from some Irish folks in Canada, where they were from. And Pedar's version is quite different from the Ian and Sylvia version. But it also brings out, I think, aspects of the original song that maybe theirs, being briefer, could not. And so let's give a listen to the album The Legacy of Percy French. Here's Pedar McMahon and Eileen Og.
Darren's name is, though the barony features they were famous. If we loved her then, who could blame us? For wasn't she the pride of Petrovar? But her beauty made us all so shy, not a boy among us could look her in the eye. Boys, oh, that's the reason why. We're all mourning for the pride of Petrovar. At the fair in Ballintubber, Eileen met McGrath the cattle jobber. I'd like to get my hands upon that robber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovar. He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath her shawl, looking big and masterful when she was looking small. 'Twas most provoking to the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Og, my heart is going grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Og, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovar. As it was in the beginning, Eileen Og, she's bent upon the winning. Big McGrath, he's confident and grinning, being courted by the pride of Petrovar. Says he, you know a girl that can knock you into bits. At that Eileen, she nearly lost her wits. The upshot of the ruction is that now that robber sits with his arms around the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Og, my heart is going grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Og, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovar. So boys, 'tis hard for me to grapple. Of my eye, Eileen was the apple. now to see her walking up the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrograd. Boys, this is all that I have got to say. When you go a-courting, make no display. If you want one to run after you, just walk the other way. For they're mostly like the pride of Petrograd. I'll you know my heart is going grey ever since the day you wandered far away. I'll you know there's no fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrograd. For they're mostly like the pride of Petrograd.
Oh, you muses divine, combine and lend me your end, till I pen these few verses. For I find that my heart is betrayed by a virtuous lady who is dearer to me than my life. But from me she is flown and is known as the red-haired man's wife. Oh, a letter I'll send with a friend down to the seashore, to let her understand I'm the man that does her adore. And if she'd but leave him for her, I would forfeit my life, and she'd live like a lady and ne'er be the red-haired man's wife. Oh, I offered a favor and I signed it with my own hand. The answer she gave me, would you ask me to break the command? So take it easy, since nature has caused so much strife. I was given away and I'll stay as the red-haired man's wife. Oh, my darling sweet phoenix, if now you could be my own. For the patriarch divined had a number of wives, it's well known. So yield to my embraces and straight put an end to all strife, or else I'll go crazy to gain the red-haired man's wife.
Queen Jane, full 9 days or more, till the women grew so tired, they could no longer bear. They could no longer bear. Good women, good women, good women as ye be, will you open my right side and find my baby and find my baby? Oh no, cried the women, that's a thing that never can be. We will send for King Henry and hear what he may say, and hear what he may say. King Henry was sent for, King Henry did come, saying, what do ail you, my lady? Your eyes, they look so dim, your eyes, they look so dim. King Henry, will you do one thing for me? That's to open my right side and find my baby and find my King Henry. That's a thing I'll never do. If I lose the flower of England, I shall lose the branch too. I shall lose the branch too. Was Finn and I am dancing on the day the babe was born, but poor Queen Jane beloved lay cold as a stone, lay cold as a stone.
Is there ever a time where you hear the last 5 seconds of a song that you love or wonder, what did that DJ just play? AfterFM.com is the answer. We have all of our archived shows on AfterFM.com, as well as exclusive content such as podcasts, as well as interviews and local artists. That's AfterFM.com. Go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. We heard in that set Pedar McMahon, Eileen Og, the song by Percy French from an album called The Legacy of Percy French. And as I mentioned, it's the soundtrack of, or it's some songs from the selection of songs included in a multimedia show put on by Mr. McMahon about Percy French. The one-man shows, they can be a lot of fun. A fellow came through, I think he lives around here, actually did a one-man show, multimedia show about Woody Guthrie a few years ago, and I thought it was very enjoyable and informative. Okay, we had that. Yeah, it's nothing but music now. Oh, it would be time. At this moment, if I had not made a grave mistake, I'd be telling you about the upcoming Celtic events. And in fact, we have a message about that. Have we not? Yes. Okay.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
That was the voice of Carl Cumley, the founder of the Shultagale program. And what I would be doing now, if I hadn't made a grave mistake, was that I would be reading the work of Roger Hara, recently added to the shifts of the Shultagale program. He's a monthly contributor now to Shultagale by playing records, but he also has contributed for a long time by preparing for the Celtic Connection newspaper the article, the column called Ceolta Notes, which is the information about upcoming shows of interest to people interested in Celtic culture. It's a wonderful thing. It lists the whole month, and I printed out a copy of it and set it aside, but not in my bag of records. And there was another printed stack that I set along with the Ceolta Notes, not in my bag, that was a series of poems written about Brigid, the number two, shall we say, number two, or one of the top three, certainly, favorite Irish people of history. Well, so the Ceolta Notes, I'm sorry, I can't tell you about what's coming up show-wise. If you pick up a copy of the Celtic Connection newspaper, Ceolta Notes will be in there. Pick up the Friday edition, and I'm not sure if it's hit the newsstands yet or not. Better yet, you could subscribe to it as I do, and you could get it each month, but I hope you'll have more presence of mind and not leave it at home when you need to take it with you, as I did. And as I mentioned, I'm sorry about no Ceolta Notes this evening, and I'm also sorry that I'm not able to bring you some things about Brigid. Just this past Sunday, there was a celebration, no, Saturday, there was a celebration, Sunday, a celebration of Brigid held at the Labyrinth in the First Methodist Church in Boulder, and it was hosted and planned by my wife, Edie Stone, who's a great lover of Brigid and a scholar of Celtic matters. Tonight is Imbolc Eve. Imbolc is the beginning of spring celebration in the Celtic calendar. They begin to celebrate spring on the 1st of February, or a full moon closest thereto. And we've got a full moon tonight. It's a blue moon. There's an eclipse happening on the planet somewhere, but I don't believe it's here in the Front Range of Colorado. So we won't go into that too much. But Brigid was both a goddess and a saint. She was revered by the Irish before Christianity came to Ireland. And after the advent of Christianity and the famous story of St. Patrick, Brigid was essentially beatified in the Irish Catholic Church as well. But she was a multifaceted and very powerful woman. She was the only, as I understand, the only woman bishop in the Catholic Church. This at a very, original and conservative time of things. So, and as I mentioned, she is held in nearly as high regard as St. Patrick in the hearts of the Irish people. So, You could light a candle. There are people who tend Brigid's flame and did so for about 1,000 years, keeping the flame going, or for 19 nights. Too complicated for me to get into, and I'm not on sure enough ground about it. But you might light a candle in honor of Brigid tonight and enjoy the full moon as well. And curse me for not bringing the poetry that was written about her that I had all ready to go, or for the Kaolta notes. I'm sorry for all of that, and all I can do is try to bring you some good music. Here's a couple of local women who make great music. They call their act White Birds. And we're going to hear what the weather forecasters are expecting for a little bit later this evening. A few drops of rain.
A handsome young maiden was walking the lane when she spied a young man doing the same. His eyes met her eyes and they laughed with surprise. Two hearts that stopped on their way. 'Twas obvious to him by her pattern of speech. The place that she'd come from was quite out of reach. Give me your hand and I'll show you this land. I know you are far from your home. La-di-da-di-da. Her heart he'd beguiled, and to him she said, "It's I never was led by any man finer than you." She was interrupted by a few drops of rain, the clouds that had burst and the storm but down came. He said, "Come with me, and it's safe you will be. I know you are far from your home." La-di-da-di-da. If I could wager anything here, it's I would wager I could hold you near all through the night, and we'd roll with delight up in the walls of my room. I'll take your bet, sir, and win it, you see. A maiden I am, and a maiden I'll be. After the night, when the dawn's light shines bright through the windows of your room. Maiden, he said, you have made yourself clear. Still, I don't mind if you'd rest your wings here, and I'll make you smile if you'd stay for a while up in the walls of my room. He told the truth and he wore no disguise, and all through the night he did gaze in her eyes. To him she seemed like a bride or a queen, and he rolled her all night in his arms. La-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-
time when walking down a lane, as night was drawing nigh, I met a colleen with three flowers, and she more young than I. Saint Fadrig, bless you, dear, said I, if you will kindly tell the place where you did find these flowers, I seem to know so well. She took a flower and kissed it once, and softly said to me, this flower I found in Thomas Street in Dublin Fair, said she. Its name is Robert Emmet, it's the youngest flower of all, and I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. She took and kissed the next flower twice, and softly said to me, this flower comes from the Antrim Hills outside Belfast, said she. The name I call it is Wolf Tone, the bravest flower of all, and I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. She took and kissed the next flower thrice, and gently said to me, this flower comes from the Wicklow Hills, its name is Dwyer, said she. And Emmet, Tone, and Dwyer I'll keep, for I do love them all, and I'll keep them fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. So Emmet, Tone, and Dwyer I'll keep, as I do love them all, and I'll keep them fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall.
At the top o' the Gerriach in the lands o' Letho, a scranky black farmer in Arlesfield did dwell, with him I engaged a servant to be, which makes me lament I went far frae the sea. I engage with this farmer to drive cart and plough, hard fortune convenient an ill-fated crew. I e'en know the number which causes me rue, that ere I attempted the quintrity view. It's early in the morning we rise to the yoke, the storm and the tempest can ne'er make a stop, while the wind it does beat and the rain it does pour, and a yon black farmer on us he does glower. But the time is expiring, and the day it will come, to various quintries we all must gang hame. Bonnie Jeanie must travel, Bonnie Bobby also, back to the beyond o' Montgomery must go. So farewell, Rainy, and a duty ye cleat,
For ah, he been wi' ye baith early and late. Baith early and late, baith empty and fu'. So farewell, Rainy, I'll bid ye adieu. So farewell, Bobby, and adieu to ye all. Likewise to the farmer that lives at Leith Hall. For to serve this black farmer, I'm sure it's nae sport. So I will be going to my bonny seaport.
Well, I didn't really plan it out that way, but there's been some banjos and banjo-related things on the program tonight. I make a bet there won't be any banjos at the Mardi Gras celebration this weekend. But we started with Margaret Barry, the banjo on me side. We had some banjo along with Peter McMahon on Eileen Og. And you just heard Ewan McCall sing the Skranky Black Farmer from his album Bothy Ballads. You didn't hear a banjo in there, but maybe you did a little bit. And I say that because long time before this album was made, Ewan married Peggy Seeger, Pete Seeger's half-sister, and a fine banjoist and songwriter in her own right. And they lived in, lived in London much of the time since then, though he was originally from Scotland. And so I've always felt there was a bit of the banjo in Ewan McCall's running around the empty spaces in his head there all the time. That set began with The White Birds and A Few Drops of Rain. The album is called simply White Birds CD. Then we went back to vinyl. We're trying to hit 1982, and we're not really hitting it on the nail very often, but from 1980, Joe Shannon and Johnny McGreevy. Good piece of vinyl brought us The Limestone Rock and The Tubercurry Reel. After that, from considerably older, I think this was a 78 originally and was released on a CD reissued 20 years ago or so, maybe 25. Richard Hayward from the dark old days gave us Three Flowers from a compilation called An Ireland of Treasures. Three Flowers were the three great statesmen of Ireland, Dwyer, Emmett, and Wolfe Tone, Emmett. Well, I'm not going to get into names tonight. I'm not good enough with them anymore. But anyway, so it was a patriotic song using the metaphor of flowers. And so then we ended the set with Ewan McCall, the Skranky Black Farmer. Less than 10 minutes left in the program, and we'll be followed by Musica Mundi, a program of music from all over the world, essentially not the United States, but we're concentrating on the Celtic diaspora and the Celtic Empire, shall we say, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, the Isle of Man, Brittany, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, you get the idea. Wherever there are Celtic people, we'll hunt them out and find their music. And one example of that comes to us from the Gnubin, the Gnubin here at the station, and it's John Doohan, called The Irishman's Finest Collection. He's written a lot of really popular songs that have been hits for other people, like Christy Moore, Mary Black, the Dubliners, and he's got his own album here with 17 of his own compositions. It's a brand new thing just out in 2018. Here's John Doohan with his popular song, The Voyage.
I am a sailor, and you're my first mate. We signed on together, coupled our fate. Raised up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasures together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. Weather the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums with patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew. Together, we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. Our true destination is marked on no chart, but we're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew.
As I roved out of a bright May morning, calm and clear was the weather. Well, a chance to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And a chance to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather. And it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with me hunting song, and me heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather. And it's heather on the moor. Where are you going to, my pretty fair maid? By hill or dale, come tell me whether I'd modestly. She answered me to the feeding of me lambs together. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. I'd modestly, she answered me to the feeding of me lambs together. And it's heather on the moor.
This is a kind of super group. We're hearing The Gathering, an album that was made in about 1981, just missing 1982 all evening here, about 1981. included Paul Brady, Peter Brown, Andy Irvine, Donald Looney, Matt Malloy, and Tommy Potts, a whole bunch of guys who wound up in other bands over the years. But this is a 1981 effort by a bunch of them, and we're listening to Heather on the Moor. It's been Shulta Gale here at KGNU. It's KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Shulta Gale.
She says I must away from his sheep and lambs I've strayed from under. But I am loath to part from you as those fond lambs are to part their mother. And his heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And I am loath to part from you as those fond lambs are to part their mother. And his heather on the moor. She rose and away she goes, and her place and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather. And it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And if I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather. And it's heather on the moor.
Good evening, 8:01 p.m. Welcome to Music Monday on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Music from around the globe. George C. with you tonight. Music Monday tonight and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. We just heard the great Fergus, Shulta Gale. Also every Wednesday from 7 to 8. Music of Monday right now, 8 to 10, and then Reggae Transfusion from 10 to midnight. Stay tuned. Sleepless Nights from midnight to 3. Right now our background is Yeke from Stephen Kent. Colors of the World is the collection. We're going to start with a group from Haiti, Grupo Vocal Descendant. Welcome to Music of Monday, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Que tu fé, 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 que tu fé calle. Oh, oh, Dios mío, pensamos de poder comer del amor que vive, amor vive. Oh, dudu, dudu, pago para mí.
Tout monde qui content à nous lever des mains nous en l'air.